MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department warning taxpayers about fraudulent demand letters going out to property owners who are delinquent on their taxes. Letters tell the owners to call the 1-800 number by a certain date or the state will seize their property. Letters have been sent to property owners in Valencia County and possibly elsewhere. The letters are not from the State Taxation and Revenue Department. Anyone with an outstanding property tax debt should work directly with the treasurer's office in the county where their property is located or with Taxation and Revenue. If the debt is 3 or more years past due date and has been turned over to the state for collection, the Taxation and Revenue Department does auction properties for delinquent taxes when it has been unable to collect debts owed on those properties. Well, making sure students are in the classroom where they can learn is an ongoing battle parents and school officials fight every day. And in some cases, it's an uphill battle. According to school officials, in Hobbs, for example, students miss an average of 17 days a year. So says LaShawn Bird, Deputy Director for Data Analysis in the Hobbs Municipal Schools. With 10,650 students reported in the 2023 school year, the last year for which data is available from the New Mexico Public Education Department, the overall absentee rate was 36.1%. That compares to statewide numbers, with nearly 40% of New Mexico's 342,300 students absent on average during the 2022-23 academic year. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.